have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMCPodcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to this episode of the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm your host for this week, Jay Cranda. Nils is not with me. He is traveling with family. I'm actually recording this in Dallas. For those who do not know, I'm the online pastor at Saddleback Church in California. And I'm out here for a conference, and we're doing some beta meetups. We're always trying to get people, moving people from online to offline. And so I'm doing meetups with online watchers in different places. So I'm doing 2 in Dallas, and I'm doing 2 in Austin, and then 2 in San Antonio later this week. So I had my first one earlier today. It was great. We had 7 people show up, getting to hear different stories, filling it out. My hope is we're doing some of this as kind of testing to see what does it look like to do meetup events and to kind of get a feel for the template, ultimately trying to figure out if we can roll it out to volunteers to do it. So I'm in Dallas. I'm actually recording this in my car right now. I'm right before our next meetup. And so I wanted to talk real briefly about the reactions that came out with Facebook. Nils and I had talked a couple weeks ago about, you know, all these rumors with Facebook dislike maybe popping up, and ultimately it sounds like that wasn't going to happen. They just wanted to do the reactions, which is pretty much Facebook's version of emoticons, you know, expanding the like button. So now Facebook, you're going to be able to do a like, a love, a ha-ha, a yeah, a wow, a sad, and angry. Which I sounded very ridiculous reading those out loud. But the idea is that they want to make it more expressive so that, you know, the idea is that if you see something, it isn't just like, I like it. You know, there's some things that are problematic. Like if somebody has lost somebody, you know, how do you express, you know, adequately like that you saw that? And I've ran into this over and over again where I see a post where I want them to know that I'm there, that I see this, but a like doesn't feel appropriate. And you can combat that with maybe a response like, I'm praying for you, and or I'm thinking about you. They're trying to expand that so that, you know, you can like, you can love, you can do different things to let them know that you're there for them. I think it makes a lot of sense. I know there's some negative reaction that it's a little bit of a, you know, some people were saying in different opinion pieces, we're saying that it feels like there was a lot of thought to it, that it was kind of like an easy way for them to do it. I don't know. I think it's worth trying out. I think it makes a lot of sense. I love the like button because it's so easy and convenient. And I think if there was some different, you know, options, I would definitely explore it. The experience-wise, they're still testing it out. They rolled it out first to users in Ireland and Spain, and then it's slowly going out to everybody else. Ultimately, they're kind of using that beta to kind of see how the initial reaction to kind of, you know, keep it closed in. Experience-wise, they're saying that on the desktop, you're going to be able to hover over the like button and more options will pop up. And then on the mobile, there's going to be a hard press. I did try to do this myself to see if I had somehow miraculously was part of the beta. I wasn't, but I did like some posts that maybe I didn't mean to like because I was trying to hard press. So be looking out for that. I think ultimately what they're trying to drive towards is that, you know, they want to provide a better experience for the community. But really what they're trying to do is that a lot of people are saying that this is kind of driven by analytics. They want to get more data for each post so that ultimately we can get more data for engagement on posts. And I think there's 2 ends. We're going to learn a lot through this in our own churches. So ultimately, different things, you're going to be able to not just see maybe what got the most likes, but maybe what got the most loves or yas or wows. And I think you're going to start seeing different things mean different things and are more valuable. I think right now you have one standard response. You like it, you comment on it, you share it. And I think now with these expressions, I think potentially we have an opportunity as a church to learn a little bit more about our community. And there's going to be different data. If you have a Facebook page as a church, you know that there's an insight section and you can learn a lot about your data, about the type of posts that have more reach. And I think there's a lot of value to that. You know, we've talked about many times on the podcast this idea that anytime you post a photo, that you're going to have potentially 100% increase on the typical engagement. And I would challenge you as a church to be looking at your insights on your page. Always do 30-day audits and just kind of, you don't need to spend a lot of time, just go back and kind of look at what got the most play, what got the most reach, and see if there's any way you can replicate that. Because ultimately, we're not on these channels just to be cool and relevant, that ultimately you're trying to engage people. And Facebook, you have an opportunity to get in people's news feed and encourage them throughout the day. So always be thinking about, okay, how can I replay the previous week's message so that people can remember that and therefore maybe encourage them to live out that, maybe that application. And so I would challenge you, just be on the lookout for reactions. Don't be scared of it. Test it out, play with it. And then ultimately, I think we're going to learn a lot more about how to leverage it in the coming weeks and months, especially as Facebook, Facebook has a selfish reason on this. They're going to try to get more data and probably drive up some advertisement costs. But I think as a church, we can leverage it a lot. So what I would ask you to do is we're going to post a link in the show notes to the article, a couple articles on Mashable, different places. You can read what people are initially saying. But once you see reactions and you try it yourself, try it out and use the hashtag SMC Podcast and let us know what you think. And we would love to hear your thoughts, especially as we test it out. I haven't tested out yet, but I'm waiting for it. So if you get to test it out before us, please share your thoughts with the SMC Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.